Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, if you want to jump on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. And yes, John from Michigan, I said, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. There's only one mediator, and his name is Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. Follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:12. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, saith Jesus the Christ. Cool. I'm showing you on social media platforms right now, Soldier of the Cross. I'm going to come to the end of promoting this book, folks, because it's gone really well. The response has been really well. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for Sheriff Mark Lamb's response. Sent him a while back, so I'm kind of curious to see what his thoughts are. But most people don't take the time to know the word the way that I broke it down, and it is simple to understand. It's going back to the old past and holding to our testimonies. We are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, period. In other words, you're supposed to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5, as well as 1 Corinthians 4:20. And what does it say there? It says the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power, transforming power. Okay, this is the brand new book. All the prophets were pointing to the front. This is the one that we're going to start promoting. This is about a 2 to 3 hour read as well. This is the heart of the gospel, and this is what's missing. The pearl to the church, friends, is nothing less than Christ crucified, and this is what's mostly overlooked in the church. Without that, friends, there is no redemption. There is no salvation. There's no understanding. And this book covers it all in allegory form, but we hold to the word, and again, testimony. All the prophets were pointing to the front. This is the one that we're going to start to promote as well. I wanted to let you know, I'm happy about this, at least personally, I'm happy about this. I don't know if you're going to be happy about this, but I am happy about this. I just finished my Children of the Apostate book. Perfect timing. It confronts the church at every given turn concerning what it fails to be in Christ. Therefore, it is a lack of Christianity. We see a lot of this all across the boards, especially those that talk much of their Christianity. Those are usually the ones that lack the most when it comes to Christianity. And I'm not saying that to be a wise guy, but it's something that I found out to be true. It's just like those that speak much of love. They're the ones that really don't know what love is. And so, in other words, what we're going to be doing, this one should be out in about 2 to 3 weeks, I'm guessing here. It's called Children of the Apostate. It tears it down. It exposes the children of the apostate and making distinction between the sheep and the goats. We're all called to do this. Don't give me none of your thou shalt not judge nonsense. Keep it into context. The church is called to be the light, to separate darkness from the light. It's called to separate the sheep from the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous, the holy from the defiled. I mean, that is the purpose of the church. When the church loses that, well, they get a culture that you're now suffering under, friends, and it's the church's fault. The professors is what it is, and it's, again, a lack of Christianity. Remember, culture is the church's report card, and as you can well see, friends, in this country today, it's not good at all. They're getting F's across the board, aren't they? Yep, but they're hiding out, friends. They're waiting to be raptured from responsibility, and I'm here to tell you they're going to be waiting for a long time, because it's not going to happen. Read John 17:15. One more time, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you this video really quick, where a man confronts Adam Schiff at the airport, and he said, "You're a sick man." Well, folks, the truth of the matter is, he is a sick man. And he needs to be called out for who he is. And if I can get a little help from you right now, Judah, that would be fantastic. But what I want to do, friends, again, I want you to see this video of Adam Schiff being confronted at the airport concerning this man's courage. This is what we should all be doing every step of the way. And if we fail to do it, this is what we're going to get more of. So check this out, folks. Can you go ahead and thank you? We'll keep going. There we go. There we go. There you go. There we go. It's kind of hard to hear, but he just kind of...
Thank you for costing him a lot of legal fees with your subpoena.
This guy is a sick individual.
You lied about Russia. You lied about Ukraine. Excuse me. Sorry about that. What are you going to do when the deep state can't protect you anymore?
There is no deep state, by the way.
Brought up for treason? What is your response going to be then? You're going to hear these words later, but you might as well hear them now. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be...
See, people are growing tired of this nonsense,
folks.
You wake
up and the Democrats wake up to the...
See, this guy's ignorant.
To the lie that's going on. But I think that's what's happening.
Going in the circle with the language that's been given to him.
And that's the beauty of this. You can't hide from it anymore.
Have a nice day.
Can you give us some space?
I would love for Adam Schiff, who represents my state, California, to do his job. He's committing treason right now, and I think
if he has something to say, I wish he would say it. I wish he'd stop hiding behind the Democrat media that protects you and actually be willing to answer the question. And for the fact that you say that it's more important than me, a constituent, it's pathetic.
No, my constituents.
How do you know that?
Folks, that's all they do is they say, have a nice day. They stonewall the conversation. And it's what they've been doing far too long. And I really do believe people are getting sick and tired of what's going on here. So,
a sitting president. That's what you are doing right now. You're committing treason.
Hey, folks, that is a prime example of what I want you to see right there. Does it sound like the people voted him in? Does it sound like they voted him in? No, they begin to jam him, and the word jam means that they're stopping him from getting his message out.
A liar!
See, they're calling him a liar, they're shouting him down, but the mainstream media wants you to believe that he was voted in by the constituents. Not at all. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, folks, you know, in Judges 6, it tells us that Gideon was appointed by God and commanded by the Lord to go down and tear down his father's altars. And remember when he did it, that they all wanted to gather against him and kill him. Well, Gideon obeyed at the end of the day, friends. And the fact of the matter is what we're doing here right now is tearing down our father's altars. And I'm here to tell you, I'll show this to you in a moment. When you see guys like this confronting Adam Schiff, that's fantastic. But when you start using the same conversation, that political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful, those corrupt politicians all the while know that they're set up to divide and conquer the people, and the guy confronting him is going along with the narrative. Folks, two wrongs don't make a right, and you're not going to be able to right the wrongs by playing along with the same conversation and narrative that they themselves are setting. And Adam Schiff knows this. During the first segment, if you're just joining us, I'm highlighting the fact that a man confronted Adam Schiff and said that you're a sick man. He is a sick man. He's a devil. And you know he's not working for the American people. And what I want to show you right now is what I continuously highlight. And people ask me, well, why is it that you highlight this all the time? Because I hear it all the time from people that should know better. These people were not elected by the people. They were not reelected by the people. Their plants, they're extorted. And they're compromised men. That's why they're not working for you. If they don't do what they're told by their handlers, then they're going to be ousted. Look at what just happened with Eric Adams when he didn't go along with it and he wanted to test his steel, the mayor from New York City. What happened? All of a sudden he came right back to the conversation that he needed to hold by his handlers, and if he didn't do it, we're going to oust you. So what did they do? They began to accuse him. They leaked it out there, accusing him of sexual misconduct, which he's probably guilty of. But the point is the mainstream media let it out to let him know that we're not playing, we will oust you. Okay? just so you understand how this is being played. What I want you to see here really quick is the people did not vote this individual, this Judas, Luke 11:22-48, into power. They did not vote him into incumbency. They did not vote him in to be the representative of the people in his particular area. And just to prove it, I want you to see this and listen carefully.
Oh!
Oh! And he's saying thank you very much as they're booing him, talking him down. Listen carefully.
They will not be denied. You're a liar.
You're a liar.
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 Liar. I'm grateful.
You're a liar.
Stop. Stop. In jail. Stop. You're guilty of criminal
conspiracy.
Okay, you're guilty of criminal conspiracy. You're a liar. You're committing the act of treason. You're a sick man. Does that sound like a bunch of Americans that elected this individual? Does that sound like a bunch of individuals that re-elected him into a society? Absolutely not. And again, I want to make clear, I hear this all the time. I just heard it the other day. Well, they keep re-electing these people. No, they don't, Mr. I don't believe the media. Who told you that the people re-elected him? The media that you said you didn't believe once again. You're shooting yourself in the foot when you fall for this nonsense, folks. There's no other nice way to say it. There really isn't. I wanted to bring you over. As a matter of fact, I just got a new one here for you. And I want you to see this because it is pertinent information concerning what is happening on the campaign trail. In spite of the over 1,000 other presidential candidates, you're only hearing from two of them. And who are they, friends? You're only hearing from who? All eyes on Donald. All eyes on Joe Biden. Got to keep the fight alive, don't they? They got to keep the viewers coming back to the TV screens because all of these useful idiots, the American people that keep falling for the same game, that are complaining about the establishment, that are playing along with the new narrative that the establishment is serving them up, haven't figured it out yet. There's over 1,000 other presidential contenders, folks. And isn't it interesting? I noticed this morning again. If you pay attention to how they do it, and it's the conservatives doing this, friends, those that have labeled them as the conservatives, but they're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13, but to be trodden under the foot of men. They call themselves conservatives just like 86% of Americans call themselves Christians. It's a lack thereof on both fronts. Now, I'm telling you this for the very reason, isn't it interesting? Their headlines are always a carrot dangling in the face of a donkey to keep leading them on and leading them on, just like QAnon sense, right? Right? That military psyop to basically paralyze and to cause men to be impotent because they're waiting for someone to do for them what God has commanded them to do. Well, it's the same thing the conservatives are doing by hanging that carrot in front of your nose and saying, look what's happening. Look what's next. Look at this scandal. Joe Biden's done. Hillary Clinton's going to jail. And you never hear of anything else. They're doing that for headlines. They want you to click onto their site so they can get some residual going on their ads. That's all that's about. But I'll tell you what you see in the conservative movement today, 99% of it, easy. I could go higher than that. 99% of what you're seeing coming from the conservatives are those that are fueling the very narrative to continuously keep this narrative going. Why? Because it keeps them in a position of having a job as they continuously serve their sponsors, not the American people. Have you had enough yet? Now, let me go over to Nikki Haley. Now, I told you back in 2012, I met this woman at the RNC, and I told you before, and I'm going to say it again, she was very eerie. I believe, and I believe prophetically I'm right with this. I believe that this woman has seen everything. She's a total plant. She's been put into play to do what? Act like the American people's savior, only to find out once again she's just like any other politician, just like Ron DeSantis, just like Kristi Noem. And the reason I bring those two up is because people think that they still have a couple guys in place that are the good guys. Really? Prove it. The proof is in the pudding. Prove it. Where's the justice? There is none. And until you can prove that they have brought justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26:9, don't tell me about how good they are, because they're not. The whole purpose there in government is to what? Uphold the law in doing what? Bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked, justifying the righteous or condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if they're not doing that, they're not working for we the people. After all, justice guards our liberties, and justice is not what we're getting in any sense of the word. Let me go back to Nikki Haley. I want to show you what a politician looks like. And this isn't just one. This isn't a rare highlight of a politician. No, they all do it. Again, they're all compromised, and I believe that this woman has seen it all, and she knows exactly why she is where she's at today. And yes, she has handlers, because she's talking just like the rest of them. I want you to see this double talk, and I want you to contemplate this concerning how our forefathers established this country, okay? The man in the office are one in the same. They're one in the same. You don't compartmentalize. This is who I am in private, and then this is who I am in public. Nope, that is a double-minded man. That is a hypocrite, okay? At every given stand that they might try to take, you pull the curtain back and look at them in their private life, so you're going to find out exactly who they are. And sooner or later, the Lord's going to bring all things to the light, like he always does, Luke 12:2, and you're going to see them for who they are. And that's why I wanted you to see this video of Nikki Haley. Check this out. Look at this double talk.
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
She said she wasn't going to run.
I will not. Not now. Not ever. Support raising the gas tax. Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years. A huge issue that I'll deal with as soon as I get there is social media. They need to verify every single person on their outlet, because, and I want it by name. I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the UN. The UN, the only thing is we would defund the UN as much as possible.
When a 12-year-old child in this country, assigned female at birth, says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy, what should the law allow the response to be?
Well, I think the law should stay out of it, and I think parents should handle it. I think there should be federal involvement. You should not have any gender-altering anything done to a child before the age of 18. I would not run.
Hey, and by the way, I got a question for you concerning that gender-altering that this hypocrite was just talking about. Since when did the state have children? Can somebody explain that to me? 1-866-582-9933. These politicians, and it's a slang word, They're not representing the people. They're not statesmen. They're working for special party groups. We all the well know this. You just seen Nikki Haley exhibit that perfectly. Her hypocrisy is on display for the whole world to see. But these are the ones that they're trying to legitimize as the presidential contenders. Americans, again, I can only lay this to your candor. Have you had enough of this nonsense? Have you had enough of their crimes? Because it is for the people to understand that we, the people in this country, are the government, and these people work for us. And if they don't do it according to law, we remove them. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. While top U.S. and Mexico officials meet for talks on policing the border between them, a new migrant caravan drawing attention further south at the border of Mexico and Guatemala. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis still fighting for what analysts call a losing battle to ramp up his campaign to get the GOP nomination for president. He said his plan is to be a two-term president. SpaceX saying goodbye to its Falcon 9 rocket booster thanks to weather off the eastern U.S. coast. Officials say high seas jostled the equipment off a transport when it was en route to Cape Canaveral. 2024 might bring you more money in your paycheck and out of the hands of the IRS. The IRS announcing the higher limits for the federal income tax bracket and standard deductions. The IRS shifting its tax brackets higher by about 5.4%. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To see this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, by the way, is the fruit of the ministry. That's how you're to judge us. 7:16 of Matthew through 20. Matthew 7:16 through 20, as well as Sons of Liberty Media.com. 13 to 15 articles there for your, I don't want to say for your enjoyment, but to be, make you aware of the issues. And nobody's cutting corners over here, friends. We got, preachers, we got constitutional attorneys, we got activists, all making reference to the law that condemns the crime. So if you're looking for the answers, that's where you want to go. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to highlight this really quick. Oh, by the way, BeforeIt'sNews.com too, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Before I switch topics, I want to highlight one more thing here for you, okay? You guys all see this? This is People Magazine. John Schneider, Bo, from Dukes of Hazzard, under Secret Service investigation after calling for Joe Biden to be publicly hung. Can I ask you something, folks? Why would John Schneider be under investigation for calling for the public hanging of Joe Biden? When we all know, the world knows Joe Biden is guilty of treason. Matter of fact, I have it right here if you'd like to hear this. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, like opening the borders. Like stealing our money and then giving it to countries that hate our guts? Kind of like that? Is that what they're talking about? Kind of like allowing those that mean to conquer America to set up military bases called mosques throughout the United States of America? Did you just hear that during the break, friends? How the Muslims are playing the victims to hate crimes? Yep, right on the heels of the sodomites, right? They pull your hair. They attack, they slap your face, and when the media gets there, they play the victim. And who does the mainstream media and their useful idiots drive narrative on the behalf of? Those that mean to conquer. Okay, that's treason. And it's not just the president of the United States that's guilty of treason. But again, the question that I have here for you is, why is John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, why is he under investigation by the Secret Service? Anybody thought about this? I remember one time, oh gosh, I'm thinking 8 years ago. I loved going to D.C. It's one of my favorite places to go. I absolutely love the history. I love the Library of Congress, Thomas Jefferson's library. I love going to Arlington, first place we go. Martin Luther King's statue that they just put up. I just love being around that. Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. I love going over to George Washington's place. We've been to I don't know how many presidents' homes, just, you know, extracting the history from these places and who they were and what it is that they established. That's how we know who they are, by what they established, not by what men try to revise them to be. When it's not them, you get the point, right? But again, I just want to put this to everybody's candor. I want to put this question to you. Why is the Secret Service investigating John Schneider and not Joe Biden? I got a question. Where's the FBI and where's the ATF and where's the CIA and all these other alpha organizations? How come they're zeroing in on innocent Americans that are obeying the law, but yet they're not investigating the very people that they work for, that they all the well know, are transgressing the law and committing the act of treason? Has anybody thought this far? Well, so what I did is I reached out to John this morning, and I said, hey, John, I just caught wind of what was going on. I seen this a couple days ago, but I didn't want to bother him during Christmas. I said, would love to get you on for a segment tomorrow. We've had him on before, from 2:13 to 2:28. He said, I'm going to go silent through January. And I said, understood. I totally get it. Appreciate your lawful stance. So do Americans. See, folks, I want to make clear that you understand this. And I want the bad guys, because they monitor everything I do. They harass us everywhere we go. I get it. They censor us. They suppress us. You get the point. They track us. This has been going on for 20 years in this ministry. But isn't it interesting, folks, that as they're doing this, these guys all sit back and they all say that they're just doing their job. Isn't that what they said during the Nuremberg trials? Do you know what the first thing that Harry Truman said during the opening statements of the Nuremberg trials, you know, where they judged the war criminals under Adolf Hitler? The first thing he said is, the laws of God have been broken. This was May of 1945. He said, the laws of God have been broken and the laws of man have been broken. Listen to what I just said. And isn't it interesting that during the time of the Nuremberg trials, you know, every single one of them, with an exception of a very few that actually owned up to their guilt, do you know what every single one of them said? They all said that they were just doing their job. If they were doing their job, let's think this through. If all of those people that did the killing for Adolf Hitler, that committed illegal acts on the behalf of Adolf Hitler, that lied, stole, and murdered on the behalf of Adolf Hitler, were really doing their job. Listen to me, bad guys, and you alpha organizations, because you are expendable. If you haven't learned that yet, you will sooner or later. But here's the point. What is it that you don't understand? If you were doing your job, you would go to the one that was giving you unconstitutional orders. Oh, I get it. Because everybody else is doing it, then you have to jump in, lying, and you got to do the same thing by lying, stealing, and killing on the behalf of your boss. Well, what you fail to understand is Joe Biden, this is not Joe Biden's America, nor is it Trump's America. This is one nation under God, and we know who it belongs to. And if the American people forget that, it's going to be one nation gone under, right? But if you were really doing your jobs in these alpha organizations and agencies, why don't you just look to the root of your agency and understand, first off, it's unconstitutional. Second of all, if you were doing your job and upholding the Constitution, you would deal with the guy that you call your boss. Because what I've shared on this show 1.5 million times, I'm going to say it again. If you're working for someone that's telling you to lie, steal, and murder, John 10:10, it's not the Lord Jesus Christ that you're working for, it's the devil. That's who your father is. John 10:10, John 8:44, read them in that order. It's one of the things that gets my dander up is when I see people saying that they're just doing their job when they're not doing their job, and they're attacking innocent Americans that are obeying the law. You're attacking, you're investigating the wrong people. Do your job and bring it up the flagpole and put a stop there. You know what we got in this country? We got way too many cowards just going along to get along, right? That's the problem we have in this country, is way too many cowards just doing their job, as they say, when in fact none of them are doing their job. I am tired of it, I am tired of it, and I am tired of it. Going back to the point that I was going to make with Obama 8 years ago when I was in Washington, D.C., what was interesting is I remember standing there looking through the gate, by the way, which gets higher and higher and higher and higher. Do remember, in contrast to what I'm telling you right now, folks, that in the 50s, all the way up until the 50s, the presidents were walking up and down the street shaking hands with the people that they served. That's a thing of the past. No, my goodness, now people think they're kings. People think that they're monarchs. No, they are not. They work for you. All that changed in the 50s. And what's terrible about it is the American people don't know the difference. They think it's normal. They have all these secret services. Servicemen armed to the hilt, protecting Joe Biden and the likes of a Joe Biden against the people he's supposed to serve. Wasn't that the first thing he did after 80 million people allegedly put him in office, friends? He took the military, our boys, our grandpas, our dads, our brothers, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors, and they took them and they protected Joe Biden from the 80 million people that allegedly just voted him in. Are Americans really this ignorant? Are they really this ignorant? I think they are. I think they are. How the American people have allowed January 6th and the incarceration of a bunch of innocent men and women that are in jail right now for exercising their First Amendment, do you not realize sooner or later it's coming to your door too? Amos 6:3. Oh, it is. It is. Now, I know I'm saying a couple things. Mr. Barack Obama standing in front of the gate that keeps getting higher and higher. I remember looking at some people that were with us, and I said, isn't it interesting? You got all these Secret Service. You got guys on top of the White House. You have guys in the trees. I don't know if you paid attention, folks, but they're hiding in the trees, too. They're protecting those guys in the people's White House from the people they're supposed to serve. Is there something missing in this equation? Yes. Common sense. Common sense. I said to some people with me, I said if they were really doing their job, they'd be dealing with the guy that's signing on to all of these unconstitutional orders, the same guy that's entertaining America's enemies within the people's White House. But those guys in the Secret Service that are going back to John Snyder, that are investigating him, apparently they don't understand the difference between their right hand and their left hand. To sit there and protect an individual that's committing the act of treason against us, and you actually have convinced yourself and deceived yourself that you're doing your job, you're not doing your job. Another thing I'd like to add to that, do understand that many of these Secret Service, many of them are there to make sure the people in the White House, the Joe Bidens, the Donald Trump, the Barack Obamas, the George W. Bush, so on and so forth, that they stay in line. They're there to keep them in line. This is where America's, the infrastructure is falling apart, and I want to tell you where it is. The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. And what is the fulfilling of the law? It is love, Matthew 22:37. What is that? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is a thing that's out of sight and out of mind with the American people today. Because if it was, in their minds, like I was just talking about these alpha organizations, first of all, they wouldn't be working there. Second of all, they'd be bringing it up the flagpole and dealing with the one that's giving treasonous orders in the first place. But apparently, that's not how the American people think anymore, and they wonder why their country's being turned into hell. Yeah, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Okay, so this next part and topic that I'm going to discuss really quick is going to aggravate you, and it should aggravate you. As a matter of fact, I got a post from local colleges that want to remove the flag. And what's bothersome about it is every one of them are from a different country. Did you hear what I said? Every single person, it was California, Irvine, California. Remember the post as I'm just trying to recollect it. And it was all these kids from different parts of the world. They were not Americans. They came into America, and the first thing they tried to do is overthrow and change the flag, just like they did in Minnesota here. By the way, we're going to have Eric Lucero on with us tomorrow, Senator Eric Lucero, for a moment tomorrow, talking about just that and these red flag laws, which are aimed at political opposition, to disarm political opposition. That's what it's about. It's a violation of the Second Amendment and common sense as well. But it's interesting, those that are trying to change America, they're not even from America. Isn't that crazy? I mean, does it get any worse than that when it comes to the hypocrisies of men? I mean, look at this. You see all these people coming into America right now. Of course, we all know why they're coming. They're incentivized on your tax dollars. The federal government's stealing your money and giving it to foreigners, right? This is judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. But what's interesting, folks, is they come here seeking asylum, and the first thing they do when they get here is they want to change everything to look like the very country that they came from. You know, it's one of the things I'm going to say, and I need to say, and everybody else needs to say it. If your God was God, then why did you need to come to America? I'll tell you why, because you know that the Lord is God. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. That is this country. 33:12 of the book of Psalms. Read it. Psalms 33:12. But look at this, folks. Divide and conquer. This woman, I mean, it is just the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, by the way, we played a video of this whatever you want to call it, from a different country that comes in here and wants to basically attack the white people. See, you got to understand this. All these browbeating efforts, you know, you're racist. We hear this all day long. And folks, it's not that they really believe that you're racist. They just want to browbeat you into submission to who they are. So if you want to really come down to it, and you want the rubber to meet the road, coming to the definition or play semantics, well, why don't you just do that? Really, what they're trying to do is browbeat you into submission to their will. That's all it's about. Ask Leon Trotsky, military leader under Russian revolutionary, devil who's in hell now. His name was, they called him the father of their country. And I'm talking about the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. No joke. But is there anything uglier than this? Look at this. Look at the pride. Look at the arrogance. We played a video of her some time ago, again, showing you that the people in her city did not vote her in, Boston. Folks, they were completely jamming her message. Jamming is this, friends, where a group of people will just shout where the person speaking cannot even say anything because nobody's going to hear them. Well, that's what they were doing to whatever you want to call this, okay? But again, I want you to see who's doing the browbeating here. I want you to see who's leveling accusations, unwarranted accusations. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu celebrates breaking down barriers with no whites holiday party. Americans, what they reported was Wu, the city's first Asian mayor, American mayor. I want to say this. I'm sick and tired of people talking about how they're the first Asian American mayor, or they're the first Mexican American, or they're the first African American, or they're the first Hmong American, or they're the first English American, or the first Australian American. Really? That kind of talk right there divides people. Do you not understand that you're playing into this? Hey, Americans, let me say it this way. We're all one blood, Acts 17:26. The only way that this has its way concerning divide and conquer is when you follow along the narrative. This is all nonsense. Here, I want to show you something else. In light of that, did you see this? Trailer for new Hollywood movie says most dangerous animal in the world is white people. I want you to remember, friends, that these useful idiots right here, it's the media driving the storyline, again, the narrative, regardless of where they want to drive the narrative or the storyline or the song or whatever the case is. But again, who's doing this? I just don't see people. I know most people don't know this, but I want to let you in on this. White people are a people of color, too. Just wanted to make clear that we're all on the. As a matter of fact, I got a color scale if you want to see it. See, white people are on the color scale, too. See, these people are playing into a narrative, and what they don't realize is these people right here in front of you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, these people that happen to be black, and this one that happens to be an Asian, right? What they don't realize is they're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution by creating divide and conquer. That's why we don't play that game here, friends. If a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand, Jesus said, right? What do you do if you want to create a divide and conquer narrative? Well, you just do what these folks are doing, okay? Pit race against race, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer. Hey, folks, we must not let that happen here. And the way we put a stop to this is we actually deal with them lawfully. Because, again, as I said earlier, I am tired of the mainstream media driving the narrative of divide and conquer. I wanted to show you this, too, for the very purpose of proving my point to a T. To a T. I'm dotting my I's and crossing the T so you can perfectly understand. Isn't it interesting how whenever a black man is under attack by the police, it makes national news. And they always try to bend the narrative that fits their narrative. To do what? Divide and conquer. And I want to say this firsthand experience, friends. I'm not seeing this anywhere. I want to make clear, I'm all over the country. Every month we're somewhere different. We're going to be in Phoenix next week, in Arizona. I'm not seeing what the mainstream media continuously feels. Okay? But I do want you to see this. Okay? Did you see this? Can you imagine an 8-year-old black boy being shot in the head by a stranger while enjoying Christmas light display with his family in Oklahoma by a white man? How come nobody heard about this? Are you guys getting this? Nobody divides the American people more than the mainstream media and the useful idiots and the little pawns that they pull strings on concerning those that are incumbent in the halls of government. Can you imagine if this would have been a little black 8-year-old boy and a white male? Okay? If it's happening and it bothers you, and it should bother you, if it's happening, it needs to stop. Because this biased nonsense needs to stop. Because the mainstream media, and again, politicians, are doing everything in the world to keep you distracted and divided against each other. Why? Because, as I said, divide and conquer. See, now, if we knew law, and 83% of us really love the Lord that we claim, 86%, forgive me, that we claim that we love so much, would we allow this? No. No. Anybody, again, tired of this? Because I am, and it needs to stop, and it stops with us, folks. It stops with us first and foremost. Stacy, I got about 2 minutes. It's all yours. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
You are right. I'm tired of it, and so I'm offering up a challenge. We need to know that we are there for each other, and I'm going to go to the courthouse of my area here in Minnesota, and I'm going to read Bible verses, and I'm going to do that at least once a month, maybe more, so, and everyone should do that so they know we are here, and we're getting tired of it, and one of these days, there'll be all of us there at the courthouse at the same time, ready to be a force to be reckoned with.
Amen. Amen. And we should do that today. We should, as a matter of fact, we should have done this a long time ago. But it is. It's something that they're continuously feeling, Stacy, and it needs to stop. And we also need to keep our said representatives in check and remind them that they work for we the people. And we need to hold them accountable to the oath that they swore. And if they don't do that, you know what? We got to do what our forefathers gave us provision to do, and that's to remove them lawfully. Because without that, we're going to lose everything. Stacy, you have a good new year. And I totally appreciate your phone calls. I really do.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, ma'am. Folks, we will talk to you in 23 hours. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to throw out a reminder, folks. Please do consider keeping us in, not just in your prayers, but also keeping us out there by supporting us, by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.